Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
All right, welcome back. Three Dudes with a View, Thursday edition. This is our last show of the week. Tomorrow morning, this time, this station, inside Middle Tennessee with Jim Ross. And we will be back with you on Monday. My name is Delk Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. York. Regular special guest dude, native son of Columbia, favorite son, 1977 graduate of Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And regular special guest dude, Debbie Matthews.
Good morning.
Good morning, Debbie. How you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. Jason's bad off, but we're holding on over here.
Okay.
And we got it from Clayton.
No.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how we got it. Man, it's awful.
Not COVID, is it?
No, I don't know. It's a fever. It's achy. And then the stomach bug on top of that. So anyway, good morning.
Yeah. 25 years, my colleague as an assistant United States attorney in Nashville, Mike Roden. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I got to take a second here and give a shout out to my lovely wife, Laura. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Laura!
Happy birthday, Laura!
Yeah, I'm not gonna say which birthday it is because I do want to continue sleeping with her. And but let's just say it is a milestone birthday. I will say that it's a milestone birthday, and we're gonna celebrate.
Hey, Mike, tell her that Grandma Moses did not paint her best paintings. I think she painted 25 of her best paintings after the age 100.
So yes,
she's got a long way to go.
Got a long way to go. Hopefully both of us do, but yes. You're right. Yeah, we got a long way to go.
Yes.
All right, y'all. The scandal, maybe the biggest scandal of our lifetimes, is Doge and Elon Musk are uncovering where USAID and other federal agencies are paying off media.
Oh, it's unbelievable!
Unbelievable. This Carolyn Leavitt. That's right. Yeah, Carolyn.
Is it unbelievable?
No, it's really not. It's really not unbelievable. I mean, it's kind of what we suspected all along, but now we got the receipts.
Yeah,
Ivanka Trump spent at least $11,000 for recording equipment when she was in the White House there with Trump.
That's the most weakest, pathetic comeback I've ever heard.
That's kind of a misuse.
I'm almost embarrassed for you, Mr.
Look it up. Look it up.
I mean, that is
up, Clayton.
Chelsea Clinton's made $84 million.
Chelsea Clinton's doing her own thing.
Oh,
she's not using the government.
Chelsea Clinton got paid by USAID $84 million.
Recording equipment. Give me a break.
Ivanka spent $11,000.
All right.
That's so pathetic. I'd be embarrassed to say that, Mr. York.
Carolyn Leavitt.
Just telling you the truth.
Carolyn Leavitt.
Well, did the White House keep the equipment?
Who knows? It's probably at Mar-a-Lago.
Man of false equivalencies.
Yeah, Debbie, listen to this.
I'm gonna say this. I don't care about the 11,000. What I do want to know more about is the how much was it, Mr. York? $2 billion that Jared and Ivanka got?
Oh yeah, from? Yeah.
That's interesting. I'd like to know more about that deal.
They file SEC filings all the time. If you care to find out about it, those are people who willingly put money into an investment fund of a group of people, a Harvard graduate who's very smart, by choice.
He's never ran an investment company in his life. He was a slumlord. He was a slumlord.
Would he have gotten that if it was not related to the Trumps?
The subject we are on is the Democrats and the deep state paying off the liberal media to do their thing. And Carolyn Leavitt, who is now the spokesperson, the White House press secretary, addressed Politico directly at a press conference yesterday. She says right there, to calls out Politico to their face, "I was made aware of funding from USAID to Politico, who I know has a seat in this room. The $8 million you receive annually from USAID ends today. The DOGE team is canceling those payments now. And Clayton, I believe you said Politico was not able to make payroll this week.
Correct. They did not make payroll on Monday. So first time in their history. But when the taxpaying dollars going to their company gets cut off, I'm shocked, but I'm not.
Well, let me say this. I don't know. I don't know too much about this story. I haven't been reading it about it. Maybe because I listen to the mainstream media there. You know, I don't know. I haven't heard too much about it. But I will say this: payments to Politico. I don't have no idea what they're paying them for. But
subscriptions.
Politico is not exactly. Politico has been pretty down the middle. They have criticized Democrats and the left.
I've read
many articles in which they have criticized and been very critical of Democrats and liberals. And so, I want to know more information. And if these are payments that shouldn't have been made, what they are for a purpose they shouldn't have been made for, that's fine. I mean, let's eliminate that. Let's investigate that.
But Mike, it's not just Politico.
As an example, it does not
it's
sound
not, like it's not just Politico. The New York Times,
$50 million, $50 million to the New York Times.
Are they
don't know what it's for. Everybody's talking about the amount of money.
Why would taxpaying dollars go to the media?
What's it for?
Why are you making excuses?
Are they buying ads? Ads in the New York Times probably are pretty pricey. I don't know. I'd like to know more information.
They aren't ads. They're subscriptions, which is the easiest way to pay them. But it does two things. You talk about Andy Ogles inflating his numbers. Running for a campaign, FBI take his phone. They run into his house. Politico is inflating their readers by this government group spending $9 million to be subscribers. Subscribers.
Right.
The line goes right at the bottom line. They don't have to give them ad space. And inflates the number of people it appears reading their piece.
Yeah, y'all just talking platitudes. You don't have a reason or specifics about anything. $18 million. What did they actually do?
It's been a worldwide propaganda prop up for many years with all of these media sources.
Anything on X is propaganda.
Damn thing every single day.
You're just turning more people Republican every time you talk. I love it.
Good. I love it.
Hey, four more years, baby. Keep on talking. You are just driving people to the Republican Party. Just keep on talking.
People don't respond to Trump's laws. Let's see if their life gets any better. I don't care if they like what I say or don't like what I say. If their life doesn't get any better, it doesn't make a hill of beans.
Well,
what is Trump doing for the common person that's working out there that draws a paycheck? Nothing.
Well, this is not helping.
They listened to you for 4 years and they said nope.
All right. Wait a minute.
In 2012, let me point this out. In 2012, Vladimir Putin shut down USAID in Russia. Because they were supporting free markets, democracy, rights, human rights, things that just really imperiled his dictatorship. Now, I'm not saying everything that USAID has done across the world has been good. I don't know. An audit for them is a great idea. Let's do an audit on them and other agencies as well. But to jump to the conclusion that they're just a bunch of radical leftists who are spreading propaganda, I think that's off base.
Elon Musk needs to be audited first.
Every article I'm reading about it, Mike, starts off with left-leaning news outlet Politico. Left-leaning news outlet Politico. Just read it. They're way left.
Right. And if not that, the New York Times is indisputably left. Hard left. Yeah.
That's right.
By the way, the way they're doing it, is that not fraud to go in there and have fake subscriptions?
Yes.
39
subscriptions.
What did Andy Ogles do? Act like he had money he didn't have? What did the U.S. government just do with Politico? Act like they had subscribers they didn't have? You have a subscriber, you give them money, that goes right to the bottom line. There's no expenses against that. I mean, it's just, I mean, ad space, was they had to give up ad space to give them ad space. I don't know what they would advertise. Deep state, maybe.
But no.
They're not giving it to the, they're not giving it to Fox News. They're not giving it to the, you know, Daily Wire. They give it to left-wing organizations, and there's going to be a lot more to come. You guys are going to be so embarrassed about that.
Yeah, this is tip of the iceberg.
And remember,
if you all are not embarrassed about electing a felon, we're not going to be embarrassed about some dollars that's being spent.
You're embarrassed because you guys falsely went after him, Mr. York. That's why that's when no one believes what you do.
Politico, too, was also the news organization that leaked the Dobbs case that nearly got two justices assassinated. They're the ones that leaked it. So, but again, this is like nobody's denying this. Nobody's saying
they
run
media.
What's happening?
Politburo.
Do we ever forget who the leaker was of the Dobbs decision?
It was Politico. Well, somebody in Politico. They're the one that released
Politico. Who leaked it to Politico?
Oh, no.
They've got the names in this article, Mike. They've got the names in this article, and then there was one that came out on that great investigative journalist. I can't remember his name, but he today is linking everything through USAID to the first Trump impeachment. This is going, this all is as in depth and as stinky as it can be.
Yeah.
And let me say this. Lindsey Graham, I think, got $134 million for his NGO through this thing as well. I am so sad this morning that I have watched my fellow Americans worry about food on their table, worry about prescriptions, worrying about their job, worrying if they can get insurance or not, worrying about everything, and then their tax dollars, and I'm going to say mine, went up there and went to this crazy stuff, and they can say it went for lobsters on treadmills at some point, but it didn't even do that. You know that was a big hoax. The money went somewhere else. The USAID is a front for the CIA. When the CIA can't account for it, they send it all over to the USAID, who had no oversight at all. And we've been overturning governments through this agency. We've been killing people through this agency, and they've been doing it in our name. And it is a sad, sad day for the United States.
What's sad, Debbie, is the 20,000 FBI agents
sad,
that's going to lose their job. That's what's sad.
They need to lose their jobs, Jim. They're not guaranteed a job.
Where is the proof that the USAID is linked to the CIA?
It's all over, Mike. Come read. Just come read. Just come investigate. Just
come
right read.
Wings,
I'm
some
not
right
asking
wing
you to
site,
change your mind.
Mike.
I'm asking you to read. Just
nothing. Either one of you guys, any lefties want to bet $1,000 it's not linked to the CIA eventually? And officially, it is probably is already, but there'll be come out that it is. You want to bet $1,000? You're so smart.
Why would we bet $1,000
on
something? I don't
have any
information.
Their money. No, you never put your money where your mouth is. You never have facts.
I just want to know what the evidence was. I'll look at the evidence, but
People perked walked. I want people arrested. I want these places closed down.
Well, Trump didn't get arrested.
He did. You remember that, Mr. York? Atlanta. You're wrong. Another fact that you're wrong about. God, we all have a meter, Clay, of how many lies he tells.
All right, let's take a break.
We are going to break. This is the greatest radio station, the most highly respected radio station in southern Middle Tennessee. We love it. Three dudes with a view, and we'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife, Bradley, and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder, and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
We aren't a winning school. We are a championship school. And we make legends.
Deep three.
Join the Crimson Tide as they look to continue to rise to the top of the NCAA basketball mountain.
Oh, mercy! The one-handed flush!
Every game, all season, right here. On your home for Alabama basketball, the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
This Valentine's Day, Tillis Jewelry is making your love extra special. Spend $300 on any beautiful piece of jewelry and we'll wrap it up in a gorgeous pink box with a box of delicious chocolates, the perfect sweet touch. Shop her wish list or spend $1,000 and we'll add even more love to your gift. A gift card for local businesses so you can treat your special someone to a memorable experience. Visit Tillis Jewelry today in downtown Columbia and let us make this Valentine's Day unforgettable.
Welcome back to Smooth 92.2. I'm Dr. Love, and I want to hear the secret to your romantic success. We've got Brian on the line. Bry guy, what do you do?
Well, I wanted to spice things up, so I surprised my wife with instant games from the Tennessee Lottery.
Oh, and did those work, Brian?
You know they did, Dr. Love.
It doesn't take a relationship expert to know you can't go wrong with February instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Looking for something to take your mind off this traffic? How about a true story of instant success? Did you hear about the two friends who went grocery shopping in Ashland City and picked up everything on their list plus $75,000? Or the one where a truck driver made a last-minute stop off Interstate 40 and drove off with a cool million? All their lives changed in an instant, and yours could too. So stop by your local retailer for your chance with instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, life-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
We are going to break at WKOM. This is the greatest radio station, the most highly respected radio station in southern Middle Tennessee. We love it.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. When you see the happy face on our truck,
Hiller!
You'll be smiling because you know that you're in luck.
Hiller!
When you're fixed up and you know it, Hiller solved it like you hoped it. If you're happy and you know it, shout it out.
Hiller!
News with a View. My name is Delk Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Regular special guest dude, native son, favorite son of Columbia, Ron Hart.
Hey, good morning.
Ron, you've got a new column out this week, which
yes,
so far it's pretty serious. let's see. Ron has a column, comes out about, well, let me introduce everybody first. Regular special guest dude, Debbie Matthews. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
And regular special guest dude, 25 years, my colleague in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Nashville, Mike Roden. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. Ron writes, if Elon Musk can overcome the swamp in D.C. and cut what we all know to be a lot of waste and spending, he will save this country from inevitable bankruptcy. Elon is a superhero for free speech, capitalism, and the American way. We are the only country in the world with illegals and expensive hotels on $1,300 Apple iPhones checking their EBT food stamp balances. If it's not sustainable, it is not sustainable. Safety nets have become safety hammocks. So far, Trump's agenda is motoring along, reducing the influx of cheap labor that undercuts workers' pay and the firing of agents, reducing the size of the DOJ did what many thought would never be possible. They made a very white GOP billionaire president a hero in the African-American community. There are things that Trump must watch for in the area of inflation while reducing illegal immigration, RFK's juniors making America healthy again, and tariffs to a lesser degree are good ideas. He has to be careful they do not spark inflation. Labor costs could go up. Illegals are a cheap source of labor. Maha's solutions could make food costs go up. Shop at Walmart and Whole Foods and see the difference. And the price of imported goods will go up with tariffs. The triple whammy of inflation could be bad in our economy and risk Democrats taking back the House and maybe the Senate in 2026. Two of the three agenda items have to be done. Tariffs could be mitigated. And when he goes into deportation mode, clearly the worst go first policy of sending criminal illegals back to their native countries is a crowd favorite. Ron, go on. What else do you talk about here?
Yeah, there's some funny lines toward the end, though, if you keep going. One knows one. Basically said he's got to be careful doing this because, A, it's inflationary. B, there's some really good immigrants that have been here a long time that are good workers that will hurt the economy if they go. And it takes one to know one. One is the notion that, hey, if you've been here 10 years, your supervisor, you're the owner of your business, your friends at the church or whoever write you a letter, then that letter goes into some sort of like, you know, basically nomination to become a citizen and give you some special status to stay, right? That's what a great way just to interview and have people prove themselves by being here 10 years and not really being in trouble. I have a friend who has a landscaping business. They've done work for me, his crew of eight Guatemalans. This one guy got pulled over at AutoZone for an expired tag about 6 months ago. He got scared about what Trump may do. And he went back, he went back home. He self-deported. Not a good deal and not good for America. So this worst first, no problem. But this whole notion that you're scaring, hard workers out of this country is not a great idea. And it's going to be inflationary.
Ron, yeah, Ron writes the Episcopal Church.
I find that refreshing, Ron. I appreciate your opinion on that. And I wish it was shared by more Republicans. A lot of times we would bring up some sort of worker program where you can earn a path towards citizenship, and that got shut down usually.
There are worker programs, Mike.
I'm talking about one path to citizenship for people of what Ron just said. People who have been here for a good time have put down roots, but that's brought up before and it's always been shut down.
Wait. My husband's from North Carolina. They have worker programs over there because it's all agriculture. And in fact, part of the people that did not get counted when Helene hit Western North Carolina were Christmas tree workers that were there properly on work visas for agriculture. The same thing with their apple harvest. There are worker programs for people to come in this country legally, visa wise, to work.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, but you're talking about people who came illegally, but they've been here for 10 years or more, and they put down roots.
Whatever the number is. It can be five or whatever. But yeah, worst first, whatever, no problem.
The number can be
like a country club. Your people at church, your boss, your foreman, he'll write you a letter. You have a special file. You get a Social Security number. You start paying taxes. That would be really nice.
I really believe that if we could put aside the rhetoric and sit down and come together, we could find some common ground on this, and we could come up with a bipartisan immigration solution that would kind of overhaul the whole system, which is broken right now.
Okay, so
special status, you can name it something.
Two things. Ronald Reagan brought in 2.8 million people and he gave them amnesty for staying in lieu of a wall being built that never got built. Okay. And those states now have never voted Republican since where these folks settled. That's one thing. Second thing, in Trump's first term, he told Nancy Pelosi, I will give the dreamers amnesty. All you have to do is fund the wall. And she refused to do it because she was losing her election issue topic to try to win an election. The dreamers were on the table with Trump in his very first election. And everybody seems to forget that. Okay.
Okay. Well, there's probably a lot of mistakes that were made along the way. We're talking about a, 40-year journey on this thing that we've tried to fix it. So there's been a lot of mistakes along the way. But they don't
want to fix the dreamers.
Well, and that's just it, Debbie. I don't know if I would go down that road of not wanting to give up the election issue, because that's what Trump did this past year. They had a bipartisan deal. You may not have liked everything about it, but at least it was a start. And he said, no, don't do it.
That was an amnesty bill. That was not an immigration bill, Mike.
According to the right wing, it was an amnesty bill. But there was a lot of things in there that you could
that was like. A Democrat.
Just like now, 6% of all the people they are corralling are being put back in society. So they're not deporting everybody that they pick up.
Well, I think it's funny that they picked up all of those Tigre, whatever the name of the gang is, in Aurora, Colorado yesterday, marched them right out of there. The news started telling us, oh, we're just making this up. That didn't really happen. Of course, that was probably funded public propaganda from Politico that it was a lie coming out of Aurora, Colorado. Republicans were stupid and lying. But they went and got those people out of there yesterday, and they're gone. What we need is the criminals first, for sure.
I'm glad, and I'm on board with that. Again, I think there's common ground about a lot of this. I want to go back to the USAID story, though, because during the break, I Googled this. Google is a wonderful thing, because I really had not heard too much about it. And again, you may not like the source, but you can find other sources, perhaps. But this is from CNN. This is from CNN. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, responding Wednesday to a question about a right-wing conspiracy theory, announced that the federal government would cancel $8 million worth of Politico subscriptions.
Well, first of all, right-wing conspiracy theories, do they start with that? You think that's fair?
Okay, hang on. Leavitt elevated a bogus claim spreading on social media that Politico and the Associated Press for years received millions of dollars from USAID, which President Donald Trump and Elon Musk have targeted by placing staff on leave. In reality, the payments represented the whole of the federal government subscriptions to the news outlet services. All federal agencies combined to spend $8.2 million last year on Politico Pro, which is the paywall.
We've read it, Mike. What you're reading. We've read it.
Well, why don't y'all tell the truth instead of
it's
not...
It's been debunked. It's been debunked.
That is the truth. It's just worded differently. Right wing conspiracy that they spent $8 million, and they turn around and say they spent $8 million on subscriptions. Why is it a right wing conspiracy?
But you don't want to. If the Trump administration does not want to subscribe, have the federal government agencies subscribe to Politico Pro, which is the paywall part of it. Politico is a free newspaper on the streets in Washington. You can pick it up.
Why would the government?
Why would they subscribe to the DOJ pay for your government?
There's DOJ pay for USA Today.
I think this would be, again, if all we're talking about,
since you said you have not read the information,
they don't want to listen to the truth,
to
Mike.
Read the information, get off of some sites, start looking at other things that are not funded by the USAID publications.
Like the right wing guy that just writes anything, whether it's true or not.
I'm saying
that's what you all follow.
No, there are investigative reporters out there, Jim. Listen. I want it cleaned up. I want the rock cut out.
And they lie.
No, excuse me. They're not investigative reporters. They're bloggers. They think they're investigative.
I want the cancer treated. And unfortunately, cancer either has to be cut out or treated. And neither way is any fun. But we have got to get to the bottom of this rot. I mean, I'm looking at a list of USAID.
Well, it's at the White House. The rot's at the White House.
Listen,
all right.
Let's see if this. Yeah, right. Tell me, guys, does this help the American people right now? Okay. $10 million worth of AID funding meals, which went to Al Qaeda linked terrorist group. Are you okay with that?
Well, I want to know more about that.
Transform digital spaces to reflect feminist democratic principles. $6 million. $2 million for sex changes for LGBTQ activism in Guatemala. $1.5 million for arts of inclusion of people with disabilities. $4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan. $20 million for a new Sesame Street show in Iraq. $7.9 million to teach Sri Lanka journalists how to avoid binary gendered language. Okay?
It's all about trans. It's all about trans, Debbie.
Y'all have made it all about trans, Jim.
You all have.
Worldwide. You're telling
less than 0.1% of the individuals in this country, and you all make a big deal out of it.
Why don't go to the bathroom.
Don't open the door stall.
Why are you paying $7.9 million to teach Sri Lankan journalists how to avoid binary gendered language?
Debbie, we got it. We got it.
I would like to know more about all of these. I would like to know from, you know, actual reporters, actual people who have been to journalism school, who know how to report,
Oh my God, Mike. Right. These are actual data points coming out of the audit.
It's right wing data points.
This is the audit data point.
You're talking about the Musk's audit or his Musk's examination of all. Look, he may find things. He'll probably find lots of things that he doesn't agree with, or the president doesn't agree with. That's their prerogative. If they don't want to spend money during their administration on certain things, the people elected them, they get to make those choices. But if we're talking about fraud, they have not found, to my knowledge, any instances of actual fraud. They found things they don't agree with, and that's one thing, but they haven't found actual fraud. The GAO, last year in 2024, the General Accounting Office, the government agency whose job it is to do these things, to do audits, they found $233 billion of fraud just last year.
Okay. Well, Mike.
They're doing their job.
I posted this article last night on my Facebook page. Please feel free to look at it. I'm posting it all, but I think $4 billion went to Haiti or was earmarked for Haiti through USAID, through the Clinton Foundation, and only 2% of that money made it there. Okay? There is fraud everywhere.
I'd like to know more facts about that.
Oh, Clinton stole the money, Debbie. Clinton stole the money.
I'm looking at the receipts, Jim.
Bought cigars with it.
Yeah, so did
Here we go. The U.S. government gave the New York Times tens of millions of dollars over the last 5 years, despite paying relatively little money to the New York Times in the years preceding 2021.
What's your source, Debbie? What's the source of that?
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
We are going to break at WKOM. This is the greatest radio station, the most highly respected radio station in southern Middle Tennessee. We love it.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
This is Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. This afternoon, I'm in beautiful downtown Columbia. I'm at Foodland, where they have a new circular out of specials that will run through next Tuesday, February the 11th. It's chock full of specials. I'm talking to your hometown grocer, Bobby Howell. Bobby, what's going to be happening this week?
We got ground chuck, $3.99 a pound, pork spare ribs, $1.88 a pound, iceberg lettuce, 99 cents each, Fago drinks, 12 packs, 3 for 12, Van Camp's pork and beans, 5 for 5, Bluebell ice cream, $5.99 for a half a gallon, and bone-in ribeye steaks, $5.99 a pound.
Wow, that's fantastic. Folks, you could get a copy of this circular in your local newspaper or at the front door here at Foodland, and you've only heard a sampling of the many specials which are in that circular, and it will last all week long. Also, don't ever forget, Foodland has the best meat department in Maury County. Go back there and tell them what you want, and they'll get it out there for you. Bobby, have a great week.
Thanks, and God bless.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
Some people are just obsessed with their lawns. They'd cut their grass with a pair of scissors if they could. Thanks to Gravely, they don't have to. You see, Gravely makes not only the best built and most comfortable lawnmowers, but they also leave your house looking like a doggone country club. So whether you're a commercial landscaper wanting the best or just a perfectionist homeowner, you can't do better than a Gravely.
See our full line of Gravely products at Maury County Equipment, 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia, Tennessee, or check us out on Facebook.
We're Blue Link Outfitters, a local store owned by two former law enforcement officers right here in Maury County. We provide uniforms and gear for first responders, security specialists, and civilian tactical enthusiasts. You know who you are. We also offer custom engraving, alterations, and embroidery. Not just an online store. You can try on gear and clothing firsthand for fit and comfort. Located at 220 Town Center Parkway, Suite 170 in Spring Hill, or visit our website at bluelinkoutfitters.com.
Hello, my name is Zach Maddox. I'm a proud third-generation owner-operator of Columbia Paint and Wall Cover, founded by my grandfather, Ralph Maddox, in 1946. We offer a variety of paint and wall covering products, but our passion is customer service. We can offer many personalized services and can come out to your house or business if needed.
Come visit us at our Columbia location or our new Spring Hill location behind Church of the City, or visit us online at paintcolumbia.com.
All right, we're back. We News with View. My name is Del Kennedy. I'm Dude Number 3. Dude Number 2, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
All right, Clayton, if people want to see the live stream of this show, if they want to find the podcast of this show, if they want to find archived live streams of the show, where do they go?
Go to WKOMradio.com. You can go to our Facebook page. You can also go to our X page and on Twitch. And then also the podcast version, you can get anywhere that you find your podcast, iTunes, Spotify, you name it.
Okay. All right. Dude Number 1, Mr. Jim York.
Good morning, Dale. Good morning, everybody.
All right. Regular special guest dude, native son, favorite son of Columbia, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Regular special guest dude, Debbie Matthews. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Mike Roden, 25 years my colleague in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Nashville and a devoted Democrat. Mike Roden, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. The New York Times since 2021 has received $50 million in subscription fees from the federal government. Now, that's not all from USAID, is it, Clayton? Where is it?
No, there was also 37 subscriptions from the Health and Human Services for over $500,000.
37 subscriptions for over half a minute.
Well, here's the thing. I think y'all are seeing this and seeing something really sinister. I'm seeing this as government agencies subscribing to newspapers of record and actual publications.
That just all happened to be left-wing.
Well, you say they left wing. I know a lot of Democrats were upset with the New York Times during the campaign. They really felt that they had were being unnecessarily harsh to the Democrats during the election last year. But it looks, look, here's the thing. In the last, I don't know, 20 years or so, since the internet really became a thing, maybe 25, 30 years ago now, we have seen just a plethora of people who think they are investigative reporters, who have an axe to grind, they have an agenda, they have not been to journalism school, they don't know the rules of journalism, they don't know. They don't. You slur.
They know the rules.
But there are rules, and so And again, so you guys want to believe all these bloggers who don't know what real journalism is, and you but you
but and then I might just a real quick
but Mike, anything that the right doesn't believe is left.
Okay.
Anything that the right doesn't believe is left wing.
We'll put that on Mike on replay, Mr. York. Okay, here's a fact, Mike. Just listen to this 1 second and tell whether America hates government. IRS rule 529, miscellaneous deductions. You can not deduct the cost of a newspaper if you're an individual citizen. Yet the government's spending $9 million of taxpayer dollars on these papers. Say if it's just that. Say it's nothing nefarious. They're not trying to support left wing.
How
media.
Many people, Ron?
Let me finish, Mr.
I'll give you this.
Individuals cannot deduct the cost of a newspaper. If I get a Wall Street, if I get a New York Times or a Columbia Daily Herald, if it exists anymore, I cannot deduct as an individual or a business. Yet the government can. Wow. Well, how about that?
Well, that needs to be changed in Congress, Ron.
Oh, yeah.
I will give you this, Ron. That's a deduction that may need to be looked at. And you're right. No, that's fine. If
you understand the logic, right?
Well, now I do understand the logic, and I'm saying that is a deduction that if it currently exists, it exists, and people can take advantage of it. If it shouldn't exist, then there are ways to eliminate it.
The problem I have, y'all will throw out these figures, $50 million, $8 million, but you never go into context of what it's for. You just throw out the numbers to make exclamatory statements about an intent to do something wrong. You don't know what it was used for.
Okay,
my 20 years of government service, I know that my office is always subscribed to the Tennessean. They subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. They subscribe to maybe either the Times or New York Times or the Washington Post, one of them probably. And they were all out there for everybody to look at, and they were and maybe it was just for the courtesy for our guests to read while they're waiting in our waiting room. But if nothing else, it was tied to the work that we do because it was a national reporting on national issues. And that's I think government employees. Okay.
Department wants to know what's going on the outside world that impacts their department.
$50 million worth, $8 million worth.
Trump wants to eliminate that. Yeah, that's his prerogative. He can say, we're no longer going to subscribe to the New York Times, Washington Post, Politico. We're only going to subscribe to, I don't know, Wall Street Journal or the Daily, what's the Daily Wire? Is that it? I'm sorry. I get the Daily Wire and the Daily Caller mixed up. Whichever one is the right one.
About the same.
that's his prerogative. He can do that for 4 years, and then we'll see what happens after that. But, you know, I you're trying to make this a scandal, and I just don't see it as one.
Hey, $50 million worth of subscriptions.
Oh, every one of us, every organization, every business that we have been in, we have had proctologist scopes from bureaucracies in our federal government, whether it was the EPA, the IRS on these audits. They've been up our colon for years on these audits. And yet they're screaming like holy water. Holy water has been thrown on them because we're doing an audit on the USAID, the Treasury, and all of this.
I don't think we should be finding scandals where they don't exist. But I'm cool with it.
Okay. Let's put it this way. Angelina Jolie was paid $20 million to shake Zelensky's hand for a photo op. Orlando Bloom was given $8 million.
I've seen Angelina Jolie. I think she's worth it.
She's worth it.
They're worth paying this taxpayer dollars just to get a photo op.
She was worth it.
She's a national treasure, and her dad's a Republican.
Her market value is very high, Debbie.
Why would we want a photo op to make Zelensky?
You don't want it. I don't think you'd be it, but Zelensky had interest in it.
I'm saying that it was Ben Stiller, $4 million. It was her was 20. The list goes on to get these photo ops with these Hollywood movie stars.
Why don't you criticize Jared Kushner?
Why are you not saying? I wish this went to a mental health facility in the States instead of going to this. Why are you not saying?
Why did Jared Kushner get $2 billion?
I don't know about the Kushner
investment. Private investment.
I'm looking at line by item.
Here's the bottom line. And I want an honest answer to this question. If Joe Biden put name your billionaire, George Soros or Bill Gates, in charge of going through all the federal agencies and looking for things that maybe was wasteful or should be eliminated. Would you guys be okay with that?
If they ran on it, and if Soros is right beside Obama or Biden at every campaign event, told them up front we're going to do Doge, name the people who's going to do Doge, and put it for the nation, and the nation voted for it, wouldn't that have a problem? He's not official anyway. He's just an agency advising the president.
That's not the truth.
But you
Mike,
okay
you know that's
George
not a true
Soros
answer.
Is calling a private server or downloading information onto a private server of all of our data. I
trust Elon Musk a lot more than I trust government bureaucrats. I'm telling you that.
That's right.
I guess that's
and
just the difference, Ron. As I think I've said on the group test, I've known IRS agents. I've known government bureaucrats. I trust them more than a billionaire. I do.
Maybe that's me. Lois Lerner.
Lois Lerner, remind me who she is.
IRS woman that all did the tea parties.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she was ahead of the IRS.
Yeah.
Mike.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And who leaked Trump's tax returns to the New York Times? An IRS agent.
I don't know. That was wrong. Yeah. Whoever it is,
They got paid to do that. They got paid to do that. The slush money went through the New York Times. They paid the leaker. This is what they've been doing for years.
Lies, Ron.
Just a minute.
First of all, you're never right. You're over 100 on factual information.
Good. Your evaluation in a nickel will give you nothing.
It's not an evaluation. Lois,
you can't evaluate me.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know all the facts.
I remember
the scandal about Lois Lerner. I don't know all the details of it. I can't remember all.
I remember
she did some shady things. And again, you know, she's gone. So good.
The problem is we've got a millionaire, billionaire, whatever, that's doing an audit on a department, and nobody's auditing him.
Defense contracts, by the way.
Hey, Miss York, just real quick. He's a public company. He's required to be audited by the SEC. So you're wrong again.
Well, let's get an audit on him. Let's request
wrong.
An audit before he starts auditing anybody else.
You know,
guys, listen.
Who their auditor is, and they are audited. Plus, they got the IRS up their butt. So he's got two audits.
Not anymore.
We're probably not.
We don't have any agents anymore.
Credibility. It's a joke.
Last night, I saw a good analogy of what's happening. And it's essentially like someone breaking into Mr. York's home. Okay? And they have surveillance footage of someone breaking into Mr. York's home. And I see the surveillance footage. And I see and I know who's robbing Mr. York's home. And I go and tell the police. And they go arrest that person. But the problem is Mr. York isn't upset with the person who robbed him. He's upset with the person who identified who robbed him. And that's what's happening with Musk. They're upset that he's identifying these problems.
That's a dumb analogy, Cleet. That's a dumb analogy.
You're talking about dumb. Look in the mirror. Everything you say makes this county redder. So just keep running your mouth, because I can assure you a lot coming out of your mouth is dumb. D-U-M-B. Dumb.
Let's calm down. I think you might want to be mad at both people, person who stole from you and the person who broke into your home to install the security equipment. I'd be mad at both of them.
Mike, you should be celebrating. We should all be celebrating that the federal government that's gotten too big and too opaque, you can't see anything going on, that there are, I mean, Musk has hired true diversity here. He's hired autistic kids.
He has hired autistic kids.
That can't lie. If you've ever worked with autistic kids, you'd know they can't lie. They're not political. All they're doing is going line by line through this system of this AI that they're using, and they're pulling data points. That's all they're doing, and they're looking at what can be eliminated and what can't be. That is exactly.
In the meantime, they've got access to all of our financial information. Aren't you again, as a conservative? That does not bother you?
How
do you know it's not going to fall into the hands of someone who will do something bad with it? Look,
well, right now I can't
Here's what's going to happen: the entire treasury code system is going to have to be rewritten and thrown out and rewritten because it's been breached. This is going to cost millions and millions of dollars right now because the entire code is going to have to be rewritten.
Oh, I'm not sure about
that. Look, today is the deadline, I understand. Today or tomorrow, I believe it's today. Federal workers to accept this buyout. And here's my question.
It's not all federal workers, though, is it, Mike?
Well, it's my understanding that practically every federal worker has gotten this email. I spoke to someone from our old office, Delk, yesterday, and they said that they've gotten it. I think pretty much every employee has gotten this saying, you know, wouldn't you like to just take a 9-month vacation and still get paid for it and
get early retirement?
I thought it was limited.
What they've been doing.
Here's the thing, too, Mike. They can revoke.
I find that insulting. That's not true.
Right. I find that they can revoke that agreement.
Well, here's the deal. There's no money. Where is this money coming from? It has not been appropriated by Congress.
USAID money.
And maybe they're going to do it after the fact, but that's not how.
Congress appropriated money for the political $9 million?
Well, if USAID has the budget, then that came out of the budget that was appropriated by Congress.
Budget, so what budget is must operate under?
Two different things. If they're mismanaging the money that they...
Hey, guys.
But you can't just pull money out of the hat that hasn't been appropriated by Congress. How it works.
Let me read the legalities of how DOGE is working. Okay.
I'm not talking about DOGE right now. I'm talking about these federal payments.
Yes, but that's the thing.
We're out of here.
DOGE doesn't have an authority to do anything.
Yes, he does. And that's what I was about to read.
There's no money for this. It hasn't been appropriated. And after they've gotten you to resign, they can say, no money.
They put DOGE in as the USDS.
Every federal employee should say, no, I'm not doing this. If you want to fire me, go for it, buddy. And I've got rights. You can't do it. I'll win eventually. And that's what they should say. Now, if you've been employed